Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, clouds will be on the increase. Do have a chance for some maybe afternoon showers and maybe even a thunderstorm. And a high today near 70. Around the area, temperature-wise, we go to Kenosha, start things out. The reading at this hour, 56 degrees. 55 in Burlington. 56 Milwaukee. It's 57 in Racine. In Burlington, a tragic situation. Burlington officials trying to deal with the loss of some young people there. They were students, two students at Burlington High School, another a recent graduate of that school. The tragedy was a traffic crash in Walworth County. All three of those individuals were killed. A fiery crash, the vehicle going into a tree off a county road in Lyons Township. The impact leading to a devastating fire. School officials putting out a statement that talks about grieving the loss of Hunter Morby and Jason Davis. They were the juniors at Burlington, and 2015 graduate Landon Brown. The statement says it goes on to note that the counselors are available to students and staff who need support today. Our deepest sympathies to the families and the friends of those students. Same sentiment expressed on Facebook by Burlington Mayor Jeannie Hefty. Our hearts going out to the families, and she says, I know this community will help in any way that we can. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Burlington High School will host a gathering in the gymnasium for the students, the staff, and members of the community. Two men in the Racine County Jail after a vehicle crashed during a police chase yesterday afternoon on the city's northeast side. That pursuit began after a driver didn't stop for an officer, though there may have been more to it than just that. A passenger bailed out, ran a few blocks from where the speeding car later crashed into at least one tree, and then came to rest in a front yard near Erie and Melvin. The runner was caught, so was the driver of the car, who also reportedly tried to flee, but was captured by police at a home nearby. Both men treated for minor injuries at the hospital and then taken off to jail. A pair of show ponies got spooked and ran into a crowd at the Memorial Day parade in Elm Grove. It caused injuries to three, and one of them was a child from Racine. Police there indicate the ponies may have been startled by tennis balls thrown by children or small fireworks poppers. A 77-year-old Milwaukee man stepped on by the animals. He hit his head. Meanwhile, a 58-year-old Brookfield woman suffered head and other injuries when she got knocked off a chair. And as for the 9-year-old, that Racine boy was hit by the carriage, resulting in cuts and stomach pain. Former Racine City Administrator and Army veteran Tom Friedel attending the Memorial Day ceremony at Graceland Cemetery, the keynote speaker, urging those at the gathering to use what they do in life to give meaning to the death of a service member in the line of duty. He recalled two men from Racine. They both died in Vietnam. Another listed as missing in action. Friedel said in some ways, they changed his life.
It was many years after the fact that I really realized how much these deaths had influenced my life. The decisions that I would make, the path of public service that I would choose to take. And I know that there are many of you out here today who know someone personally, like I do, and you're here to honor them. I hope that you too have found a way to give meaning to their deaths through your life's actions.
The ceremony held after the annual Memorial Day parade. A crowd of more than 200 at the American Legion Post 21 Memorial Day ceremony at Kenosha's Green Ridge Cemetery. Mayor John Antaramian delivering the usual proclamation, and with a few comments, simply said, thank you.
Thank you to all the veterans. Thank you for all those who have fought for our freedom. Thank you for those who have given their lives and the families of those who have lost loved ones to protect this country. Sometimes I think politicians get up and we talk too much. We should be listening and remembering the veterans who have fallen for us. Because they are the important ones.
State Senator Bob Wirch, who was an Army Reserve drill sergeant with a training group in Racine, urged the audience and society in general to read the history of this great country. And Library Park is where Kenosha area Vietnam veterans had their Memorial Day ceremony. That was attended by a crowd of over 100. Tim Green, captain of the group's honor guard, which attends the funerals of veterans every week, mentioned Wisconsin with 161 casualties in that war, 45 of them from Kenosha.
To those of us who survived the war and to the families of those who did not, see the faces, we feel the pain that these numbers created. We are, until we pass away, haunted by these numbers because they were our friends, our fathers, our husbands, our wives, our sons, and our daughters.
American Legion Post 21 Commander Thomas Vicentainer went beyond Vietnam, mentioned the 121 Wisconsin soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan since 2003. A 2-year project to rebuild U.S. Highway 45 from the north side of Union Grove to Highway 20 scheduled to begin next week. First phase of the project to involve removing the old roadway, grading the road and the ditches, replacing the culverts, the paving of the new roadway from 7th Avenue in the Grove to just north of Church Road, and replacing the signalized intersection at Highway C with a roundabout. DOT's Brian Deneve says that the highway will be open to local traffic, closed to through traffic beginning on June the 5th. Posted detour will include 75, Highway 75, but suggest using Highway C to get to the businesses near 45 and C. And sometime in the next several weeks, he says a small segment of Highway 45 near Union Grove High School is going to be closed to all traffic to replace a rather large culvert.
There, and those are essentially under the roadway, so we have to dig it all the way up. So there's really no opportunity for any vehicles to pass through there. So that'll be taking place for up to 8 weeks.
Next year, he says the project will then move to the area from Church Road to Highway 20. The entire $9.6 million project expected to be completed in the fall of next year. Oh, and not to be confused with this particular project, we've got a similar project involving Highway 45 and Highway C in Kenosha County. And that's going to have the intersection of 45 and C closed to traffic beginning tomorrow morning. For 2 weeks, intersection improvements, installation of traffic signals. Again, that's Highway 45 and C in Kenosha County. The velodrome in Kenosha, that's going to be closed again beginning tomorrow to complete the painting of the race lines. That project was dependent on the weather forecast, which has not exactly been for sure of late. The City Public Works Department and the Velodrome Association have been working with the Advanced Pavement Markings Company to get this work done. To ensure the proper drying time for the paint, the track has to be closed through Sunday, June the 4th. Once the current school year comes to an end for Racine Unified in a couple of weeks, work will begin on various facilities projects for the summer, including ADA improvements at the Horlick High School Library led by a wheelchair ramp. Facilities Director Brian Arnold telling the Board of Education recently four bids were received to do the work.
It's adding a ramp for ADA accessibility, replacing the carpet, doing asbestos abatement that needs to be done, doing a little bit of dress up of the ceiling to make the space a little more modern looking, a few new shelves, but the biggest thing that you would see would be the ramp when you go into the space.
The ADA work at Horlick's Library this summer to be done by Bukacek Construction, just under $168,000. That is referendum money. Racine's Waterworks Commission 4 p.m. meeting agenda in the City Hall Annex includes an update from General Manager Keith Haas on the public outreach on lead information, as well as the latest water rate case. And then the Wastewater Commission will meet right afterward. The agenda for that has Haas with information on the May 20th household hazardous waste effort and mention of the Central States Water Environment Association Lab Analyst of the Year Award. Visioning a Greater Racine announcing that Racine native and former NBA star Caron Butler will be speaking to youngsters with a couple of visioning events June the 24th, 10 to 11:30 in the morning at the Prairie School's Johnson Athletic Center, and then from 2 until 2:30 p.m. in the Park High School Fieldhouse. He'll speak to each group about the importance of community, the first 100 at each event site, getting a signed copy of his new book, Tough Juice, My Journey from the Streets to the NBA. Now, you will need advance tickets to attend any one of these. It will allow one student and one parent admission. Those become available June the 13th. That will be from both the YMCA locations, the one on Racine's Lakefront, as well as the one in Mount Pleasant. More information about this at visioningagreaterracine.org. And we do want to mention there's a student from Kenosha who's in Washington for the 2017 Scripps National Spelling Bee. Seventh grader Hannah Gose is one of three competitors from Wisconsin. She's 13 years old, finished second in the state spelling bee. The Scripps National Spelling Bee, a little tougher competition there, runs through Sunday. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.